on his horse, in his armor, with his weapon, and the best of angels were also fighting in the battle of Badr. You didn't see them, but they were there, the invisible forces. You have to believe, brothers and sisters, you have to believe in the unseen. And you don't fight alone. Allah is with you. And the forces, the angels, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sends to fight with you. You have to believe. So brothers and sisters, I say to you, the time that we live in right now, this country, this world, is ripe for those who don't fear none but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Yes, it's ripe. I don't say, let's step back. I don't say, let's be cautious, let's not sin. I don't say that. I say the opposite. Let's show these people that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is with the believers. And let's be more aggressive than we've ever been before. You see what destroys the economy? Let me tell you what destroys the economy. People afraid. I better hold on to this money. The time is bad. Let me put the money in the bank. Let me not spend any money. I gotta keep my money. I gotta keep my $3 billion. I gotta keep my $100 million. I'm not gonna spend. I'm gonna cut back. Everybody start getting scared. Stock market's going down. Nobody spending. Nobody hiring. But not Muslims. If you're smart, the economy is down. You can buy buildings cheap. Get them now. Step forward now in the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Step forward now. I'm saying, brothers and sisters, we can capture the market. In everything, halal. You see, brothers and sisters, tell them that they don't need wine. They don't need that. Substitute the wine with something different. Come with a good product. Go out there and preach to the people. And Allah will raise you up, brothers and sisters. I swear by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Don't be afraid. Stand up. Businesses, factories cannot, brothers and sisters. Don't be afraid. Now is the time to spend. In the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Hire Muslims. Put them to work. Bring great products to the people. Give guidance to the people. Tell them that they should stop eating pork. Give them fish. Don't only give them meat, give them halal meat. Say, Mrs. Jones, this is special meat. This halal meat. What's halal meat? It's special. Zabiha. You see it, the blood comes out. Mrs. Jones, don't eat that meat, eat this meat. Allah will enrich the Muslims because of our love for Him. And brothers and sisters, I close with this. I say this about our Lord Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He loves us to fear Him and only Him. Remember, this man who died, before he died, he got his sons together and said, sons, look, I've never done any good. When I die, I want you to burn my body. And when my body's ashes, I want you to take half the ashes and put it in the sea. And the other half, put it on the land. And so the man died. And his sons burned his body to ashes. And they took half the ashes and put it in the ocean. And the other half the ashes, he put it on the earth. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he gathered, told the earth to bring forth the ashes. Told the sea to bring forth the ashes. And the ashes came together. And the man stood before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah asked the question, why? Why did you do that? He said, min khashyatika. For your fear. Fear of you. I fear you. I knew that you would get me and you would punish me. And I was afraid of you. And then Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, Allah forgave him. He forgave him because of this fear that he had for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So brothers and sisters, let us have fear of Him, the one who created us. Remember, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He is not only Al-Hayyu, Al-Hayyu, the living, is Al-Muhya. He gives life. And brothers and sisters, Allah is Al-Mumit. He's the one that takes life. No one else. If you understand that alone, nobody can kill you. Nobody. Nobody can kill you. Nobody. They can't. إِلَّا بِإِذْنِ اللَّهِ Except by the permission of Allah. وَمَا كَانَ لِنَفْسٍ أَن تَمُوتَ إِلَّا بِإِذْنِ اللَّهِ كِتَابٍ مُؤَجَّلًا No soul can die except by the permission of Allah. It's already written in the book. So nobody can kill me. Uncle Sam can't do it. The CIA can't do it. The FBI can't do it. The police can't do it. The secret police can't do it in Syria. They can't do it in Iraq and Iran. Nobody can do it except by the permission of Allah. Why be afraid of anybody? Stand up for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Stand up. Yes, stand up. And do not fear men, but fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And if you fear Allah, brothers and sisters, you will manifest it in every way of your life, every day of your life. فَمَنْ تَبِعَ هُدَيَّ فَلَا خَوْفٌ عَلَيْهِمْ وَلَا هُمْ يَحْزَنُونَ Whoever follows my guidance, they have no fear, nor shall they grieve. O Lord the Almighty, please forgive us our sins. O Lord, please take out of our hearts the fear of men and replace it with your fear. O Allah, make us to love you and to love your believers, those who serve in your cause. O Allah, make us servants, make us be as you create us to be, none but to worship you. O Allah, guide us to Sirat al-Mustaqim. O Allah, please, we are in great need of your mercy. Please have mercy on us. Allah, we are in need of your knowledge. Please give us your knowledge and guide us to the straight path. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد وعلى أزواج محمد وعلى ذريات محمد وسلم تسليما كثيرا. ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم. ربنا لا تؤاخذنا إن نسينا أخطأنا. ربنا ولا تحمل علينا إصرا كما حملت على الذين من قبلنا. ربنا ولا تحملنا ما لا طاقة لنا به. واغفر لنا واغفر لنا وارحمنا أنت مولانا فانصرنا على القوم الكافرين. الحمد لله رب العالمين.